Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, East City Stargate. We're on Rumble, we're on East City TV, we're on VMO. We're all over the place out there, so it's pretty easy to find. Just type in East City Stargate TV or BBS Radio and it'll pop up, and share it with your friends. You're going to love this show because it's going to be interesting. A lot of crazy stuff going on out there, really crazy. And we've had calls and texts and people just losing it and things jumping into them. What's happening right now is there's a massive shift happening with the sun. The entire electromagnetic lights spectrum is going off the scale. The Schumann resonance going off the scale. I've talked about this over and over. And the higher ETs said they're actually using these natural galactic cycles as part of the awakening and healing of humanity, the Earth. And they're also kind of redirecting some of these energies or amplifying some of these energies for certain areas to get people through the shift. And what happens is areas where it's very dark and very anchored in, the negatives very anchored in, and the frequencies are really low. They're turning up the juice on these areas. So you're going to see a lot of transition in these areas, a lot of chaos, and nature's going to do her part too. So yeah, if you're in California and go look at that snowpack and you've got some warm rain coming in, and it's a no-brainer. That water's going to come down. It's going to come down fast. And I'm not going to get into the prophecy part because I know some major quakes are coming. And I'm going to stay out of that because every time I do, everybody gets all pissed off and calls you fear porn and everything else. And then after they hit, right on schedule, everybody comes back and says you created it. You know, so I'm just not going to go there, you guys. But I would invite you to sit on the land and meditate and ask what's in store for your area. And do your own, go sit under a tree and ask what's going to happen, what needs to happen in your area. And there's some places I would just move out and let nature clean up, let things happen. So big events happening, but that one's a no-brainer. I wouldn't feel good about not saying something about it because, people that are listening to this show and other people might want to relocate. A lot more happening. I'm not going to get into the banking stuff. Basically, there's so much craziness in the banking. There's two systems fighting to take over control. There's a benevolent system and a negative system. And watch out for the banks being nationalized, because then you're screwed, because then the government has total control of your money, your financing. If they don't like what you're saying, who you are, what you're doing, you're going to be, your card's not going to work. And so anyway, be careful for any centralization of anything and becoming dependent on any kind of a card or any system like that, because it's going to be in transition. It's going to be going up and down. I notice a lot of people I know that are pretty solid people are kind of losing a little bit. They'll go to that level. They'll go to that. They'll clear all these things out, and they just can't take that last step. And some wound or some trauma or some judgment won't let them get over that last step. And this is going to be a hard one because it's not going to go away, and it's going to come up, and it's just going to keep coming up until you get it. So all the divisions and the separation game and the judgments and all that stuff and the old wounds and traumas are coming up right now, and they're surfacing to be healed. And during these energies, I wanted to talk a little bit about the dark side, because it's rearing its ugly head and it's coming in from many different areas. The people around you, your loved ones, friends, family, it's going to find a way in, and it's going to try to like sabotage your awakening or your ascension. And so just be on the up and up on that, because it's happening on a huge scale right now. And some very, very heavy hitters are showing up. We're talking in the demonic serpent reptilian realms that are being triggered by these other energies coming in, and they're really surfacing their ugly heads. And unfortunately, people are in ignorance doing their bidding. And a lot of them don't even know it. they don't realize they're being influenced by these. You're going to see it replete throughout the UFO community, which has gone into total division right now. So the wars, you know, between the posers and the authentic are in full force. And it's funny, even though we've kind of backed out of that, it's still happening. We're still being tried. You know, they're trying to pull us into it, and we're just staying out of it. Those on the wrong side of the fence are going to take the downward spiral, and it's all going to come out who they really are and what their real agendas are. And a lot of people are very, very wounded, and they have hitchhikers, and it's not necessarily their fault. They're doing the best they can, but they just need to get these things off their back and get back to being authentic. And, you know, your authentic self is God, basically. So the temple is within, and the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions is within each and every one of you. And so we need to access that, make our own personal connection with Source. And you're going to have a lot of benevolent ETs along the way. They're going to try to help you and the masters and everybody else. But you're going to have some other beings that are going to come in and do their best to hijack or divert you from your awakening and healing or your ascension. So just be aware of that. In India, they say that the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And we're in that phase right now, because there are some very nasty entities that are rearing their ugly heads. So don't take it personal. You know, that's one of my things I'm working on. When people, you know, try to pull the rug out from under you or attack you on any level, just go back to your center and focus on that love and joy and bliss within, and become one with it, and let them work it out. You know, that's all you can do. You can't, you know, that's the thing. You can't fix another person that isn't asking you for help. You can't change another person that doesn't want to change. You can't trespass on another person. All you can do is clear your own energies and, you know, clear anything that's triggering in you. So it boils back to personal responsibility. If something's triggering you, if something's upsetting you, you know, if you have judgments around something, you've got to go within and heal that, because, you know, you're observing things through your filters, period. You're always observing things through your filters, and your filters might be a little primitive at times, even though you think you're on the right path or the self-righteous journey or whatever you want to call it. There's no self-righteousness or judgment when you're on the path. You know, you're just there to help and serve, basically. You know, people, karma takes care of things. You don't have to worry about that. Let karma take its path, take its course. But anyway, that being said, a lot of people have asked me over and over again, can I do a clearing, or will I do a clearing for the show, and to show people how to do it? And again, you can go to the website at eseti.org, and there's a link, Healing Negative Influences. We have taught literally tens of thousands of people how to do these clearings. We've talked about them repeatedly on the show. It's in all of my books. The clearing and more in-depth discussion on the clearings. And so, you know, it's very important to learn more about healing unseen negative influences, because a lot of your attitudes and your emotions aren't yours. They may be coming in from somewhere else. And so we have to learn how to set boundaries, shield ourselves, and clear any unseen negative influences. And you can help your friends and family too as well. So we're going through some really tough times right now. And the good news is this is the beginning of the end of these very, very dark corners that haven't been dealt with, and they're being dealt with, and they're coming out and just trying to create as much chaos on their way out. So again, there's going to be a lot of friends and family, a lot of people who need help during these times. And so we need to learn self-mastery. We need to learn how to clear our own fields and help other people clear their energies. So what I was going to do, if everybody wants to just kind of tap in for a minute, and we're going to do a clearing for anybody listening to this show and for anybody connected to eSETI, anybody who just needs help, need a little clearing. this one's for you. So we're going to sit in and tap in for a minute. So take a few deep breaths. Get centered and center into the heart and focus on love and joy and bliss. Take another breath and let go of any of the trauma of the day, any interactions with friends, family, bosses, relatives. Just let it go. We're going to welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you from the Lord God of our beings. You are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect place. And if you don't come in the name of the Christ, we insist that you leave. We call upon the beautiful many, Yeshua ben Joseph, Mary, Babaji, Guan Yin, all the House of Mary, all the beautiful many to assist us in this clearing. And we ask that all blockages, any darkness, any energies that are stuck in the body, any residual energies, be removed from every cell, every atom, every molecule, every organ, every bone, every tissue of our being, moving through our astral bodies, clearing up all past life karmas, unfinished business, moving into our etheric body, our blue body, where our divine blueprint, our whole and healthy, perfect self resides. And we can move all the way up this vibrational continuum. To the source itself. Connecting with the Christ self, the I am self, the cosmic self. And then bring all that love and that joy and that bliss down through your crown, through your body. Send it out every direction, north, south, east, and west. And we see it completely engulfing the planet. And you can send out golden energy, the white light, the rainbow energies, whatever you feel comfortable with, whatever you're seeing with, just see them cleansing and healing, transmuting, and assisting Earth in the awakening healing process, the planetary liberation. And lastly, give thanks to all the beautiful many, the ascended masters, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, the benevolent guides, saints and sages, all participating in this event. Now take another few deep breaths. Just bring all this wonderful energy down through your crown, down through your body, through your legs, down in the earth, and just ground yourself fully into the earth. It's very important to ground. Take your shoes off, walk on the ground if you can. Recalibrate with the earth frequencies. And again, it's really important to give thanks for these energies. Thanks for the help. And the more we ask for help, the more we do this in unison, the more we gather around and do these clearings, the easier, more graceful this shift is going to happen. And, Babaji once said that people are going to be hit. Some people are going to be hit by it like a brick, you know, because they're very dense and their frequencies are low. And some people are going to be hit with a feather when these energies come through. And there's no getting away from it. There's nowhere to hide. You know, if you've got a the whole Earth is shifting in frequency. The whole system is shifting. This is a galactic event. So you can't hide from it. You can't build a bunker that's going to keep these energies out. You can't run away from your karma. I mean, how do you run away from your karma? It doesn't work. So you can shift your energies and start working for the highest and best good of humanity, the Earth, and, you know, do Dharma yoga, they call it, and start helping others and shift your assets and your energies towards the awakening healing process. Or you can hoard and hang on to everything in fear and manifest exactly what you fear. You know, it's there's a lot of different ways of doing this. I would extremely strongly suggest taking the high road and focus on love and joy and bliss and service, and that'll help get you through these times. So anyway, on that note, I hope you're all happy that a lot of people kept asking us to do it. We got it in the messages to do, would you please do a healing prayer? So there it is. And so we're going to just go straight into the questions. There's a lot of questions today, and we'll do the best we can to answer them.
I had an astral experience in the sleep state. I was floating in space and some light beings were doing something to my feet. They looked like neon rods of pink, green, and yellow. When one of them noticed I was aware, it manifested eyes and smiled. It radiated such mirth and love. What do you think this was?
I don't know, but can I borrow them? Because I could use a little healing myself. Boy, we've been getting hammered lately. I from my understanding, a lot of these beings, people haven't experienced this. We tapped into those and they're on the fourth dimension. They're higher fourth dimensional beings. And a lot of people, when they leave this physical body, they go into what they call a rainbow body. And I think some of these are like rainbow beings. They're not a race. They're not, they don't really have a collective. It's just a whole bunch of people that reach that level of consciousness and so they're benevolent and they're helping people out, you know, in the higher 4D.
James, do you think that the good-hearted people who are mentally ill or dysfunctional will ascend? Does ascension depend on their mental condition or their good heart?
Yeah, you know, ascension is your heart, basically. They say, you know, an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent are the keys to contact. It's also the keys to ascension as well. And when you ascend, you're going to meet these higher beings along the way. So, you know, we were talking the other day about that, people with Down syndrome and a lot of other people. These people are so lit up. They're like multidimensional Geiger counters. And a lot of times when we encounter them, they just come running to us and they just want to hug and they just want to stay in that energy. They're extremely sensitive. And so they're on a different plane than we are. For them to ascend, it's just going to be a blink, you know, blink of an eye, you know, because there's no filters there. There's no walls. But it's really different. A lot of people that are emotionally disturbed and things like that have influences on them, and you got to clear those off. There's a lot of psychologists that actually start clearing their whole, or what do you call them, sanatoriums, or I don't know what you call them anymore, but where they have all the people that are afflicted.
Crazy house.
Yeah, I don't want to say crazy house. Sorry. But you know, a lot of these asylums. People are just, yeah, asylums or whatever, you know, that mental hospitals. You know, there's people that have learned that if you start clearing the hospital or the mental hospital, both, that everything starts going a lot better. And we've seen hospitals that have some very nasty stuff walking the hallways, and feeders and other beings that feed off the pain and the suffering and the sickness and everything. It's not good. So it's really important to do clearings continuously. And if somebody can't do the clearings for themselves, especially your children and things like that, clear them, clear your family, clear your house, clear your business. You know, do clearings on a regular basis and everything will go well. Everything will go much better for you.
Do we need to transition, die, in order to ascend? Or will our physical body go from carbon to crystalline based?
You know, you don't need to die to ascend. That's a misnomer. I mean, I had a drowning experience and I went through the tunnel, and ended up in that golden plane of bliss, that just pure blissful state. So, and then came back. And so that, I know that door is always open. I can always go there. If I don't take the body with me, that's where I'm going to go anyway. So I'm not worried about it, but I think the bodies, all of our freak bodies are going through major transitions, and we're becoming less dense physical and moving more towards, you know, everything is a crystal. Water is a crystal. Sand is a crystal. This whole planet is a crystal. Everything is crystalline. And people don't realize that. So, you know, clear your crystal, you know, and it's very important to do that. So we are moving in that direction.
What is the best way to begin setting boundaries with people to maintain your own energy field if you simply cannot avoid toxic interactions?
Yeah, the best way for setting boundaries with toxic people is just that, set a boundary, you know, just say, you know, love yourself enough to say, you know what, I don't need this. I don't deserve this. I don't want to go there. I've done that many a times where people have chosen to project or blame or get in, you know, all their stuff. And it happens, the more you get closer to ascension, or the more light you generate, the more you become a mirror and you become an amplifier. And there's times where you have to say, look, I don't want to participate in this. I had nothing to do with that past life. I had nothing to do with that past lover or anything else. Do you want to heal this, or do you want to go forward or go back to love and being kind and loving to each other? Or do you want to continue in this other program? And it's rough for some people. And the most loving thing you can do for people sometimes is set boundaries, and you can't worry about them leaving you or, you know, you've got to hold your own and maintain your own center through these challenges. So the Pleiadians talked a lot about that. They said a lot of people don't evolve because one stuffs and the other continues to be abusive or whatever. And so the one isn't hearing what they need to hear to stop and evolve past that. And the other one is stuffing everything. So they're stuck too. So it's important to, there's ways of expressing, say, hey, you know what, when you do that, it makes me feel like this. And then you're taking responsibility and just say, you know, and then you're saying, but you have to go back and say, okay, I'm feeling, these are my feelings, and I need to go within and see where this has happened in the past. And is this applicable now? And what got triggered here? So there's a lot of triggers going on right now. A lot of people are being triggered, and a lot of people are doing things externally and trying to fix things externally, and that never works. It's an internal process. So so basically, you know, again, do clearings. Just keep clearing your space. One clearing isn't enough a lot. You got to keep doing them. And we do them when we get up in the morning. We do clearings. I meditate in the morning. At noon, we do clearings again. And a lot of times I'm working here and we'll just take a short nap, do a little meditation, like a nap or something, and then go back to work again when it cools down a little bit. And that's kind of lifestyle. If you're stuck in a 9-to-5 job and you've just got to sit there, that's like really going to inhibit your ascension process. You know, you've got to get out in nature. You've got to have downtime, and you got to take that time when you're getting flattened by these energies coming in. If you don't take that time, you're going to get sickness. You're going to get energy sickness. So stress is a killer. You got to get rid of the stress. You got to find ways to, you know, find that peace within. And a lot of it's through prayer, meditation, Qigong, getting out in nature, go for a hike, you know, just bike ride, whatever, yoga, get out and do something, you know, that's grounding in nature or spiritual.
I saw a post on here about Soros believed to be missing. Do you have an update on this?
Soros was missing a long time ago, but personally, I don't think it was Soros that went missing. I think it was either a clone or a double, but that's my belief. You know, meditate on it, see what you get.
What are your thoughts on the Dalai Lama, and why do some speak of him as not being of the light?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's the next one, Mother Teresa.
Well, that was
asked. Okay. Yeah. You know, do some research on that. I don't want to get all the slings and arrows on those. Almost everything is not what you think it is. The churches, all major religious icons, all that stuff lately are not what you think they are. And they're not the saints you would like them, like to believe they are. And do your own research on them. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be surprised because a lot of these people are controlled by certain agencies and other things. And you know, there's some people in the past, I'm not saying the Dalai Lama is, but there's people in the past who were involved in child trafficking and tied to churches and things like that. And people think they're saints and really good people, and they're not, you know. And we have some past presidents that were very involved in that. Not Trump. No, don't go and say I said Trump's. Actually, he's one that's been putting an end to it. Him and Melania are very focused on putting an end to the child trafficking. So anyway, you know, do your research, look into it. It's darker than you think. It's beyond your imagination how dark it gets if you go down that rabbit hole. The good news is it's being cleaned up. And that's what these energies are doing.
Can you address Melania Trump Truth Social one eye Illuminati photo on her truth profile?
You know, Melania Trump is very tied into the House of Mary. We have a beautiful picture of Mary that I wanted to send to Melania. We just haven't gotten around to do it. Well, I probably just have to send it to Mar-a-Lago or something. But she's very, very involved in the children and, you know, the very high integrity and very tied into the House of Mary. She has her eyes open, and the cloth is not over her eye, it's above her eye, and the eye is open. So to me, it's like the opposite of that. It's like my eyes open, like the veil's off my eye. You know, I'm seeing what you're doing. And I think that's the proper way to interpret that.
Why do some people think that dogs, cats, plants, rocks, etc. have one soul?
They do have one soul. It's called God. It's called the creator within all creation. No, okay, plants and animals, all those things have an overriding diva or an oversoul. Like the dog, the oversoul of dogs is Dio. And I can't remember what the other ones are. We used to know what they were, but I could look them up. But each dog has its own personality. And you can tell that. I remember saying, you know, if you're sensitive and you can feel a dog, dogs are definitely have personalities. A lot of them have had, you know, great lives. Some of them have been abused and been traumatized just like humans. And that affects their personality. So I don't see how anybody could think they're one personality, but they do have a common oversoul. And if your dog's sick, you can call on Dio and do a prayer. You can call on the other masters for help too, but if you want a direct link to the oversoul of dogs, you call on Dio.
Do other beings ever mention gold and silver? Are these the currency of the gods?
You know, most advanced civilizations can synthesize gold. You know, they can do it out of lead or whatever. And it's not. And it has a wonderful frequency. It has qualities that no other metal has. And gold and silver and, you know, in ancient times, the gods were mining, the gods with a little g were mining gold to save their planet. And so the pharaohs of old had breastplates of gold with gems in them. And these are very powerful, these breastplates and the way the gems are placed. And so they have a healing and rejuvenation effect. And they also have the ability to transmit energy and power. So gold's an amazing thing, but you know, the higher beings, it's like a monetary system. Who cares? You know, higher beings, if you have a replicator, you can synthesize everything you want. Who cares? You know, there's no lack for anything, you know? So what we hold dear on this level to them is like this, it's whatever they want. It's abundant. Let's say I want 10 tons of gold. And the next thing you go, okay, I got to manifest a place to keep it. And then now I got to get a guard to keep it. And now I got to get this. And I said, well, if you have a replicator, You just replicate whatever you need. You don't need to store 10 tons of gold and have all the hassles that go along with it. You know, so it's, we can't apply our realities to these higher dimensions. It's very different.
Are you feeling the world is getting very close to 3 days of darkness, during which everything inverts back to a benevolent world?
That's kind of like that critical mass theory, where we finally hit that critical mass. And there's a lot of different things that happen. There's a mechanism in the soul. When you reach a certain level, it's going to, if you go down too far, it's going to flip and flip on. And there's also the grid is not in good shape. The grid, the technologies that are running the grid right now are not going to sustain, you know, with what's happening. So you're going to see the grid going up and down, a lot of things like that. There's new technologies out now that aren't affected by magnetic fields or, you know, solar flares and flashes and things like that, that generate an incredible amount of energy, but they're shielded. And we need to shift to those. I mean, they should be in our cars because they're anti-gravity, counter-gravity, and abundance of energy. So can you imagine that? Like, okay, I'm going to get a little van, you know, and it's going to have it's not just going to have free energy. It's going to have anti-gravity and counter-gravity, and I'm going to have a replicator in it. And I'm going to replicate like my tea or my coffee or my meal. It's going to be hot. I don't need to cook it. I don't need to just punch in the button how many degrees you want it. And that's actually where we'll probably end up going. Other civilizations already operate that way, and that's eventually where we'll get. But we don't need fuel. We don't need gas. But it's a transition. We are going to need it for a little while until we transition. Like, I don't want to, you know, I have trucks, and I use my trucks on the ranch and things like that. And until somebody gives me an electric truck, you know, with a fuelless energy generator on it, you know, I'm going to keep my old truck. I can't afford the new one.
Do you have thoughts on the background people? A few different people have mentioned that they are soulless.
What do they call it? NMPs or some non-something players? I don't know what they are. It does seem like that. I mean, I see people walking around and there's no life force in them. And you go, wow, this is like, and they're just functioning. I've seen that. I think a lot of these people just are going to kind of fade out, disappear.
Yeah. I've been told not to call us light warriors, but light bringers.
Yeah, we're going to need a little warrior in us to get through these times. We're going to have to find that inner warrior. The lion beings are here to bring that up for us. And we're really going to have to stand our ground in a lot of instances coming up. So, whatever you want to call it, basically. But my Buddha has a hand grenade. It's... You know, the things I've seen coming up and the things I've seen jumping on people recently and everything else, we're going to need a light warrior to deal with that. And there are light warriors out there we can call on, you know, Archangel Michael, Bacall, the lion beings, Iha, his counterpart, the archangels which are Andromedans, actually, a mythological call archangels, but the a lot of beings, you know, we can call on. You know, Babaji, Yeshua, Mary, House of Mary, Kuan Yin, you know, all these beings exist and they'll help clear these energies.
What is the difference between a starseed and light worker, or are they the same thing?
Well, if you water a starseed, it'll grow up to be a light worker. No, I don't. It's all terminology. It's all light worker. You know, there's so many people incarnated from so many different civilizations and dimensions right now on the planet. It doesn't matter who's who. It's matters of what you're doing, you know, how you're participating, you know, in this event. And some of the highest level of light beings, you know, like really super advanced beings, I asked them, I said, well, how do you look at us? We're like monkeys down here, you know? And they said, no. You guys are the most courageous, the best of the best, the bravest of angels down there, we couldn't handle that. We could not deal with what you're dealing with. So don't sell yourself short, because we know what you're dealing with, and the energies and the frequencies and the civilization at this point in time, what you're having to deal with. And they're in awe that we're hanging in there. So we need to really look differently at that.
Hi, James. Could you please talk about the Aryans? I heard different people saying different things. Are they from a planet called Arya? And are the people living in countries ending with Arya, their descendants? Were they good or bad?
Yeah, I don't think the descendant part is right, but there are Aryans, and they're high 4D, I believe, in the Arya system, in the awakening healing process.
And are they from the planet called Arya?
I think so, yeah, I believe so.
Can spirit tell you what's in store for you in the afterlife?
You know, you have the ability to go in meditation, to go into your spiritual body and go forward or backward on any timeline, the one you incarnated on, and see what your future is. And you can go past that into future ones, and you can redirect or change your energy fields, determine where you go as far as the level that you go to after you cross this thing. So if you have a very high frequency and you're full of love and joy and bliss, and you have a track record of service to others, you're going to go to the highest levels is where you're going to end up. And you're going to end up in these very advanced civilizations, depending on your frequency. But if you're holding on to a lot of anger and fear and guilt and judgment and things like that, you're going to go somewhere in between. You know, you're not going to reach in the highest levels. And there is a burn. There's a wash when you cross over. A lot of this gets burned away. But it's really important. It's all about frequency. That's the bottom line. And you can set the intention to go back if you feel like you're from the Pleiades, the Orion Council of Light, or Arcturians, there's so many Sirians. If you're a feline in the past life, you can actually go back and reincarnate there. And that's another story, like, what is reincarnation on these levels? You know, it's like, to me, they still have kids. They still do a lot of the same thing we do, but it's just a different frequency and the rules are different.
Do you own Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, no. You know, a lot of people get really upset with me, and they're all pushing me to buy Bitcoin. And I just have trouble with numbers, computer numbers on a computer or whatever. And, you know, everybody has different, you know, what happens when your computer crashes, you know, what happens. It's really important to, I think it's important to invest in material things as much as you can, like land, and gold and silver is good. Get everything you need, you know, to become sovereign. You know, invest in a good well, you know, invest in a good water system and some land where you can grow your own food and the seeds. Then if things hit the fan, you're fine. You can just walk out the door and still eat, you know, if you need to.
Is healing past traumas the same as working out karma?
Yeah, exactly. Healing trauma. Okay, so you've got karma from this lifetime, and that's things you've done in this lifetime that may have trespassed on others or caused pain or suffering to others. And when you cross over, you're going to feel all that. Well, you know, anything you've taken from another is going to be taken from you, basically. And that's how that works. And then past life karma is also playing out. So sometimes it doesn't make sense what's happening in this life until you go into the past life, and then it all makes sense. A good example I've told this before is that there was this, I think it was in LA, this kid. There's a guy that comes on the school grounds, and he's got like an automatic rifle or whatever, or semi-automatic rifle. And he comes on the playground and he starts firing at the kids. And so this one kid just stands up and, you know, he puts his arms out and like this, and he turns and sees this kid and he starts walking towards the guy. And this is going to be brutal for some people. You need to understand this. But this guy just unloads his whole clip into this kid, and it didn't make any sense. And the teachers that saw it, they said that made no sense whatsoever. The kid kept walking. He got shot so many times, and he just kept walking. And then he finally fell down, and the guy left, or they caught him. I'm not sure how the whole story went, but Now, on one level, you look at that and you go, oh, God, that brutal man, you know, that did that, and that poor kid, you know, and you get all wrapped up in that. And it's all, you know, and everybody just goes back and gets recycled and comes back again. So even the body doesn't die. It just disassembles back to the atom where there's life and the soul moves on. But I'm not saying it's right, because, you know, murder is never a good thing. But what's interesting about this is when we looked into it, we said, oh, my God, this kid was a brutal. He was involved in a brutal massacre, and he could not find completion with that. He couldn't forgive himself at that. And the only way he could find completion in the skull was in his soul was to sacrifice himself and save a lot of people in the process. And that was set up for that to happen. So by doing that, he saved a lot of people. He found completion in his soul. He could go to the next level. And that was all played out. And the other guy had something to do with, he was one of the people that was massacred, you know, and so he was working his karma out too. But on another level, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. When you look at it on this level and you look at the next level, you go, oh my God, that makes sense. Because why would a kid behave? Why would a kid stand up and walk right into, right towards a guy that was shooting others? It makes no sense on this level whatsoever. So there's things being played out that we don't understand. And, you know, people come in, some kids come in a very short time, they incarnate, and they might die early. At age five, a lot of kids come from very high levels. And around age five, they go, I can't do this. I can't be in these frequencies. I didn't sign up for this, but they did. And they go back. And they may have just come in for a little while to bring the couple together, to bring other people together, to get people to get their priorities and values back in order. There's so many things going on that we don't understand on this level. And we got to let go of the grief. We got to let go of the feelings of them being gone and separation, because they're not. You know, you can just tap into them and they're just a thought away. And so if you need to grieve, grieve. Get over it, because that grief is blocking you from reconnecting. And so everything, there's a giant universal phone book out there. It's multidimensional. And once you understand that, you can contact anybody. And sometimes loved ones that crossed over need a little help. You know, they need some clearing and help to get to the next level. And we can do that as well by doing the clearings that I talked about earlier.
Do our souls move around between star families when our avatar is finished?
Yeah. If you leave the body, it depends. Each individual is different. So there are people that incarnated from the Pleiades and from other systems, and they're going to go back there, even though they've probably been beat up pretty good down here. They're going to go back. And so there's beings that have come in from the seventh dimension. And that's when you have Christ beings or masters and things like that that incarnate for a major purpose. And so a lot more on that story. One day we'll tell the real history of Jesus and what that was about. There's so many other levels going on. It's a multidimensional experience, and there is multidimensions to what Jesus did. And the bigger picture is much bigger than you think. And it goes back to ancient times, way before him, before he incarnated, that he came in to undo some things. So a lot of us are here to undo the old images of the wrathful God and all these other events that happened in the past and bring a greater understanding to them.
Was the creation of souls a one-time thing or not?
You know, that's a one-time thing on creation of souls. I really believe creation is ongoing. The whole universes are being created as we speak. It goes on and on and on, and it's infinitely big and infinitely small. There's no end to this of what's happening. And another level, you could say, well, as far as the creator is concerned, there is no time. You know, so everything did happen at once. So you can find that point within you where everything is happening at once, and you're one with all things on all dimensions and all different, you know, levels. But it's one of those yes and yes questions, you know, like two yes answers.
Have other beings besides Source created souls?
There has been a lot of miscreation out there. Let's say that way. There's been a lot of tinkering that shouldn't have been done.
But of a soul, an actual soul?
But souls, not on the level that Creator creates souls, I don't believe. There have been beings created, and they have forces that are driving them. And all they can do is feed off others' energy. They're not connected to Creator, so they can't generate energy. They have to feed off of others. And there's a lot of that going on.
Is there any way to tell the difference between a holographic image projection of a person or event from the real thing?
Yeah, definitely. When you see images, go into it, feel it, feel the intention of what that is happening there. It's really important. And it's all about self-mastery. And if you go into a holographic image, there's no energy. There's no energy signature there. It's just an image, you know. If they do this Project Bluebeam, tap into it. And if you don't get a feeling of love and joy and bliss, or if you don't feel something physical behind it, it's just a game, you know, being played. We're almost come up to the end of the hour, so we're going to play a couple of UFO videos in here, so we got to have a little more time.
Are there any dangers we should be aware of while lucid dreaming or astral traveling?
Yeah, definitely. You know, some people call it a watch angel, or you can invoke an ascended master or main teacher and guide, if you know who yours is, and have them watch over you at night and make sure something else doesn't jump in. You know, because while you're out of body, something else could jump in. And I've had that happen to me once, and it took me forever to get the thing out. But always clear your space first and ask for, you know, a watch angel, or ask for a guide or a teacher to help you.
This person is also saying that they received something about cryptocurrencies on yours. So you might want to touch base about
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're going to make this the last question because we're out of time. But there's somebody acting like me again. I don't know who this person is, the hacker. And he's talking about cryptocurrencies and trying to ask you which ones you're invested in and all these other things. And that's not me. So we're getting hacked a lot. And we don't sell anything on this show, and we're not pushing any agendas. And if they start talking about things like that or any other things, they start hitting on you, asking you for your phone number or things like that. It's not me, you know. So just remember that. I don't invest in any cryptos. I'm not saying it's good or bad. That's each individual's journey. But I just, for my own personal thing, I'm not going to be pushing any cryptos or anything else like that. So just a heads up. And you know, on that note, we're going to sign off. You know, do those clearings, share the show with others, send them to the eSETI website. The healing prayer is free there. And it's in the books, it's in the videos. It's there's so much. It's every single one of my books has a greater, the first book, Reading and Source, really covers the unseen native influences and where they reside and who they are and everything. And it goes further into Begumi Kods and the ultimate soul journey. So be sure and get those books if you can. You know, buy books for others. It helps us here at the ranch, and it also helps your friends and family. So, and again, it's free on the website. So check out eSETI.org, buy some merchandise, make a donation to help us with our tractor so we can get out during the winter. You know, there's a lot going on there, and it's not, believe me, you know, this is not a cheap program that we're dealing with. Anybody knew the costs on just keeping the show going and the center going and everything else, it's not cheap by any means. And we're doing all we can to keep it reasonable and keep the cost down for everybody so everybody can enjoy it. So anyway, on that note, have a great evening, and don't forget to do clearings for your friends, family, and do them for the earth. And I think there's a few politicians could use a little clearing too out there. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.